You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up in Iceland News Review, an incredible daytime heist, missing millions, and two suspects still at large. On Monday, a van for the security company Öryggismiðstöðin was making its rounds collecting cash from video slot machines at different locations. While stopped at the bar Catalina in Kópavogur, a town just south of Reykjavík, two security employees went inside the bar to retrieve cash. This is when the robbers sprang into action, backing up a Toyota Yaris with stolen plates to the back of the van. They smashed the rear window and grabbed sacks from the back of the van, loading them into the car and driving away. The entire operation took about 40 seconds. Five of these bags were empty, but two contained cash totaling between 10 and 20 million ISK. These bags were later recovered, minus the cash, and while police said that the dye packs went off in some of the bags, they didn't go off in all of them. These bags were reportedly opened with an angle grinder. Incidentally, this money was insured, as it was intended for helping fund the University of Iceland. Police say that the heist was clearly well organized and planned far in advance. So much so that police are now speculating that the heist may be related to other unsolved and well-organized heists that have happened in Iceland, some going as far back as 1991. This is, however, pure conjecture. At the time of this recording, the car the perpetrators used has still not been found, nor have the two suspects involved, nor the money. Iceland's presidential race has taken an interesting turn, as most recent polling shows about as many people intend to vote for the leading candidate as there are people who are still undecided. Political scientist Baldur Thorhason is in the lead, polling at 37%. This puts him well ahead of the second-place contender, businesswoman Halla Tómasdóttir, who is currently at 15%. Every other candidate is polling in single-digit percentages. Baldur's candidacy is an anomaly of sorts, as it began as an online grassroots campaign, primarily on Facebook, not by him, but by Icelanders who simply wanted to see him and his husband, actor Felix Bergson, become the next presidential couple. This idea was apparently appealing to enough people that Baldur felt compelled to run. These polling numbers may give the impression of it being Baldur's race to lose, but consider the following. First of all, presidential elections are not until June 1st, which is an extremely long time in a political campaign. Anything could happen. Secondly, this same poll shows about 34% of respondents are still undecided as to who they will vote for. This is especially the case with young people, as 55% of those aged 18 to 24 say they still do not yet know who they may vote for, if anyone, for president of Iceland. One enterprising hairstylist in Kópavogur has taken it upon himself to offer a service he believes is sorely needed: haircuts without small talk. Styrmir Sigurðsson, a stylist at the salon Space in Kópavogur, took notice of repeated complaints on social media from people saying they didn't appreciate being made a captive participant in a conversation that they had no interest in having just because someone was cutting their hair. This led him to conclude that there was a market for people who want silent haircuts, and so created a special booking called The Silent Type. According to Stanmit, this service has been very well received, with an unbelievable number of men, as he put it, requesting the service. He added that he can relate to the discomfort of having a chatty barber, feeling the pressure sometimes to think of something to talk about in the midst of an uncomfortable silence. Stanmit says a person might order the silent type for any number of reasons, none of which are any of his business. As you are likely aware, we are entering the Easter holidays, and they are somewhat of a big deal here in Iceland, with the holiday lasting from the Thursday before Good Friday until the Monday after Easter Sunday. Schools, businesses, and many government services are closed during some or all of these days. But another important part of the Easter holidays are Icelandic Easter eggs. These are hollow chocolate eggs of various sizes filled with candy assortments, as well as a proverb written on a small slip of paper. It is simply not Easter in Iceland without one of these to crack open come Easter Sunday. And while people commonly complain about the marketization of important religious holidays, capitalism may have had a positive impact on Easter in Iceland. It turns out an Easter egg price war between competing shops in Iceland erupted in the days leading up to Easter, which in turn drove down prices for these eggs across the country. Prices can vary by as much as 40%, leading smart shoppers to find much cheaper Easter eggs this year. If you took the bus in the greater Reykjavik area last year, how would you rate your experience? If you had a bad time of it, you're far from alone, as 3,493 complaints were filed against the capital area bus service Strætó in 2023. The complaints ran the gamut from the typical, such as buses arriving too early, too late, or not at all, to the downright dangerous, such as complaints of drivers talking on the phone or otherwise using their phones while driving. Strætó director Johannes Grunnesson pointed out that the company made some 600,000 trips last year. Therefore, the complaints comprised only slightly more than 0.5% of all passenger experiences. Of course, this does not take into account those who had a subpar bus experience and simply posted about it on social media or only griped to their friends, so that percentage may actually be a bit higher. Lastly on Iceland News Review, a European golden plover was spotted in Garður, a town in the western portion of the Suðurnes Peninsula, last Friday. And in Iceland, that means one thing overall. Spring has returned. Guðmundur Hjörtur Falk Jóhannesson saw four of the birds in the village last Friday and was able to snap a few photos. According to Icelandic tradition, the arrival of the plover is the herald of spring, migrating as they do to the island as the months begin to get warmer. While this could be said for many birds migrating to and from Iceland, the golden plover likely stands out due to the fact that a whole third of the world's entire golden plover population nests in Iceland. This is reflected in Icelandic folklore as well. Perhaps the most famous example of this is the poem Lóan kominn, or The Plover Has Arrived, by the Icelandic poet Páll Ólafsson, who penned the following verse around 1875. The plover has arrived to bid the snow farewell, to bid boredom farewell, that she does. She has told me that soon the whimbrel will come, sunshine in valleys and blossoms in fields. She has told me of my sins. I sleep too much and I don't work much. She has told me to wake up and work and with great hopefulness welcome the summer. This poem, like more than a few Icelandic poems, has been set to song and has featured a number of creative arrangements. For the record, the vernal equinox, that is, the actual first day of spring, for the Northern Hemisphere was on March 20th. Next up, the weather this weekend. Friday is going to be moderately breezy all over the country, but while the southwestern half of Iceland will see sunny skies and temperatures approaching 10 degrees Celsius, the northeastern half will be cloudy, freezing, and may include snow in the northeast. Come Saturday, temperatures will begin to drop below freezing across the entire country, and while the southwest corner of Iceland will still see sunshine, snow will begin to move across the north coast. These conditions will persist into Sunday, with wind speeds picking up, and while it may be sunny in south-central Iceland, the rest of the country will experience cloudy skies and a good chance of snowfall. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacial tour group or something similar. Also, avoid the eruption site in Reykjanes at all costs, and do not stop by the site of Reykjanesbraut Highway between Keflavik and Reykjavik to photograph or film the volcano. Apart from that, road conditions are good across the entire country, although there may be some slippery roads in the northeast and spots of ice in the northwest. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or X. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is, that's en.vedur.is, as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.